Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Knoxville City Hall is in transition. The assistant city manager position has just been filled, and the fire chief and public works director positions are open. What's the hiring process and the overall strategy for the continued professional development of city staff? Let's go in depth with Knoxville City Manager Harold Stewart. Harold, there's been a lot of changes at City Hall. There are new hires still to be made. A hire has just been made of a new assistant city manager. You have a fire chief to replace. You have a new public works director. What's the process that's involved in such hires as this? Or are they completely different processes? Do you go through the different criteria? Do you evaluate? Do you have panels? Does the council decide? How does all of this work?
A lot of that typically depends on the nature of the position, what kind of interaction it's going to have, what kind of professional certifications, et cetera, that are kind of required for the position that, you know. So typically what we do is when a position becomes vacated, one of the first things we do is we evaluate what the position has been doing in the past, and then we review the job description to determine whether or not the duties that have been accomplished in that position are reflected in the job description, whether or not the appropriate minimum qualifications are identified based on those skill levels. Sometimes we use it as an opportunity to kind of upgrade and make some changes at City Hall. So maybe we determine that we want the position to go a different direction, and so we need some different skill sets, and so we'll write that into the job description and along with minimum requirements to make sure that the person we're looking at can capably be able to do what we're expecting that position to do. And then depending on the position, that can kind of determine what kind of processes we go through. Some positions, say in the civil service realm, whether it's a police officer, a police chief, or a fire chief, those kinds of positions, a lot of times there can be a test associated with that to test competency, you know, as far as understanding the core concepts of providing that service. And then depending on the nature of the position, on how much it interacts with the public, et cetera, and those kinds of things, or how many people are affected by the position, sometimes I will create a panel that comes together that can help assess the proper selection of somebody in that. Particularly, say, for example, typically the most often that I would use a panel would typically be with a police chief and a fire chief because it's such a complex position. I mean, they're working with other agencies. They're working with public. They're working with staff. And so sometimes bringing together a panel that has that along with some citizen input, seeing all those perspectives and hearing all those perspectives through the panel can kind of help me make an informed decision of, one, who is competent and has the skills and the credentials to be able to do the position and get the respect of staff, who's going to have the skills and experience and credentials to help me make informed decisions so they can be an effective member of my management team and help me and the council make informed decisions on behalf of the community. Who's going to be able to effectively manage their staff, et cetera? Who's going to be able to effectively work with surrounding communities and agencies and those kinds of things? So it depends on the complexity of the position. A position like a public works director, I mean, we're going through that process now to assess what do we need that position to accomplish for the city of Knoxville? What are our needs? We know what it's been doing for the last little while. Is it getting us the return on the investment that we were anticipating with that? Does it need to continue to function in that capacity? Or are there some changes and some tweaks to it that can help improve the city's ability to respond and provide the service that is being asked of and expected, but also in the most cost-efficient manner? You know, so some examples that we'd be talking about with the public works director. One, do we need a public works director to supervise all that staff? Or we've had some recent changes with the assistant city manager. Are some of those management responsibilities, are those capable of being transferred to the assistant city manager, and therefore we don't need to hire that position at that level as a public works director, and therefore save some money? And do we have a need for engineering assistance? Obviously, the answer to that question is yes, because we work with engineering projects all the time. But is it to the extent that we need an engineer on staff, or is that something we can contract out? well, how many of our projects are we contracting out to engineering firms right now, and how much are we doing in-house? Those are the kinds of processes that we go through and try to evaluate and really determine the needs and how we're using the position and how we can gain some efficiencies. Maybe it's more effective for us if we're already contracting out a lot of the engineering side of projects. Maybe we should just contract out all of our engineering if we're not really doing that much in-house. And so those are some of the things that we go through and look at and try and figure out of what is really the best fit for Knoxville. And then you add into that, you know, the vision of, you know, trying to really change the culture of City Hall and making us more a more friendly organization within the community, making us a better community partner. So you need people in those that have people skills, good communication skills, the ability to think outside the box, and really push our organization to think about how and why we do things the way we do. And are there different ways to accomplish what it is we're trying to do to truly represent the community and be progressive and push our community forward. And so when we go through those processes, depending on what role that position will play in my overarching goal to help accomplish that, will determine kind of what processes I need to go through to identify that. So, for example, an assistant city manager position, I'm not necessarily going to do a competency test, because what I've written in the job description is a bachelor's degree in a specific area of study with a master's degree preferred. And so when I have an applicant that applies for that position that has a bachelor's degree and a master's degree in specific fields, and then they've worked for different communities, and they can demonstrate to me on their resume how they've been involved with projects, those are pieces of the puzzle that begin to come together for me that shows their competency. I can evaluate that pretty quickly and pretty readily. And then it's a matter of going through the interview process and determining, okay, once we sit down, because a lot of people make themselves look really good on paper, but then you sit down or maybe you have a phone conversation with them and you say, hey, we're considering you for the position. Tell me, you know, I noticed on your resume about this. Tell me a little bit about this project that you worked on and how you worked with community and staff to get this done. And then you get some more insight as far as what they're putting on paper really match up with what they were actually doing in it. And then by the time you get to some finalists that are coming in and applying for the position, at that time you should already have people identified that are qualified for the position, and then you're looking for best fit as far as personality and those kinds of things. For the assistant city manager job, there were several people that I interviewed for that position that were qualified for the position, but in my opinion weren't necessarily the best fit for the community. It was the same thing with the fire chief. You know, by the time they went through that whole process, they had done the exam to prove that they had the basic core competencies that they were looking for to perform the nature of the position. They'd been through an interview with the panel and those kinds of things. At that point, I mean, they had established credibility, that they knew what they were talking about, they knew what they were doing, they were qualified to be considered for the position. At that point, we were just looking for best fit. And, you know, my opinion, we had one that we felt was a good fit and very competent and qualified for the position. Unfortunately, it didn't work out for him to be the fire chief in Knoxville. The other two, in my estimation, and in talking with the panel, we didn't necessarily feel they were the best fit. So we weren't willing to just hire somebody to fill the position. We really are looking for the right person for the job. And we'll go through a very similar process with the public works director position. We'll sit down and identify, and if we decide that we need an engineer on staff, you know, we'll set some criteria within the job description itself, and we'll identify pieces of the process that will help us make sure that they have those competencies and skills and capabilities to be able to fulfill those functions.
More in depth after this. Continued my conversation with Knoxville City Manager Harold Stewart about the hiring process for new city staff.
You know, my job is the city manager, and this varies from community to community. I mean, you'll have some communities where specific positions are appointed by the council, and some are appointed by the city manager. Some communities, you know, if it's an all-volunteer fire department, maybe the fire chief is elected by the members of the department. So it varies from community to community. my understanding when I was hired here and as I reviewed the city's charter and my job description, my job is as the city manager is to hire qualified and competent professional staff. And so when I, as I go through these processes, that's my job. My job is to, there's a reason why these positions aren't appointed or elected. It's because the community wants competent, capable professional staff to serve in those positions. So it's put underneath the auspice of the city manager to hire that. Because I take a lot, the role of my position is to take out a lot of the politics in the hiring process. We don't want the Mayor Daley of Chicago types of scenarios in Knoxville. That's a reason why a lot of communities have moved to the city manager form of government. Because my job is to keep the politics out of the day-to-day operation of things. You don't want somebody to be put into a position because of whatever their political affiliation or connection with a politician in there, and they have no real credentials to fulfill the position. And then you run into problems with overrun costs and decisions being made that aren't appropriate to be made, and then there's damage, there's loss of funds, there's lawsuits, there's accidents, people get injured and killed, and those kinds of things because you don't have someone that's competent and professionally trained to make those kinds of decisions. And so that's my role and responsibility as a city manager. That's what I'm hired by the council to do, is to make sure that the staff is professionally trained and capable of performing the duties of that their job requires. And so my job really is to keep a lot of the politics out of it. Obviously, however, we do want the right fit within the community. We want staff on board that are effective communicators, that have the trust of the community, and that are well-liked and respected in the community. And that is a factor that we take into account as we go through that process, but that's a piece of several pieces of the process that we look at from multiple angles to make sure that we're getting the best, most qualified candidate that has the knowledge, skills, and capabilities to perform the job, but is also a good fit for the organization and for the community.
More in depth after this. Continued my conversation with Knoxville City Manager Harold Stewart about the hiring process for new city staff.
As you were talking and I was thinking about it, I, as a citizen, have a basic idea of what the public works director does, basic idea assistant city manager and fire chief. But really, it's a whole skill set that probably is beyond my knowledge right now, just as an average citizen sitting here. Mm-hmm. Those skill sets are probably pretty detailed, complex, and have all kinds of criteria that must be met that those of us that don't look at the job description might not even recognize. Mm-hmm. And so that's your role and the council's role and any panel that you might appoint to sift through that to truly pick what you hope is the best person.
Right. Unfortunately, I'm sure if you talk to HR professionals, there's probably huge amounts of debate as far as what is the proper process to go through to hire somebody, because we try to bring scientific processes into it to help minimize some of the risk and making bad decisions in hiring. But there is no real true science on hiring somebody. You try to get to know an individual as best you can. You do that through resumes. You do that through interview processes. You do that through exam processes. But at the end of the day, how well do you really get to know that person? But you look for key clues and those kinds of things. That's why we do there's key questions that you ask through an interview process. You don't ask yes-no questions. You ask open-ended questions, because that's when they really start telling – that's when you really start getting a window into how they think and how they approach things. That's why you do reference checks. You talk to people they've worked with in the past, and maybe not even necessarily the references they put down on the piece of paper. Sometimes it's a matter of contacting the organization or people in the area and trying to really get a feel for, someone outside the scope of just saying, hey, do you know this individual? Did you work with them? What were they like to work with? Were they a good leader, et cetera? So there's different processes that you go through that help you make a better decision. But at the end of the day, is it a guaranteed 100% that it's going to be a good hire? No. You still run the risk of making a bad hire, even through all the best, well laid out, thought out processes. But at least you minimize a lot of the risk of doing that. And yeah, I mean, you have to understand what the job requires. I mean, those positions and the nature of that, even in the government, local governmental world, are constantly changing. You know, what it took to do those positions 10 years ago may be completely different today. You know, a fire chief is an example. I mean, 9/11 drastically changed the world of the fire department and even the police departments on how they approach things, the different reporting processes and that we're required to do now and all those kinds of things. You know, there's all kinds of federal reporting on things when there's a fire and those kinds of things. We run an ambulance service, so understanding how to do and oversee the billing process with healthcare agencies and those kinds of things. Although we contract out our billing service now, so it's a matter of just making sure the documents get in. And then you have a whole another different level of it in the fact that it is a management and administrative position. So not only do they have to understand the basic fire part of the world and what statistics and data to look at and use and report and all those kinds of things, but they also have to know how to deal with personnel issues. They have to know how to be a part of the management team of the city manager and sit in city administration meetings and go through city budgets and those kinds of things. They have to know how to be able to communicate with council and manager and staff to help make informed decisions for the community. And there's certain skill sets in my mind that are needed there for positions like that to be successful and that I need for them to do to help me do my job correctly. Because as a city manager, I'm not necessarily an expert in any one area. You know, I'm hired as a generalist to oversee all of this. You know, am I qualified to go and be a fire chief? No, I'm not, because I haven't been trained to do that. But as a city manager, I am trained to look to know and understand what it is they need to do, so I know how to make informed decisions and make sure that it's operating as well as it can. But I do hire a fire chief to be an expert in that realm and be my advisor on making decisions on behalf of that department and on behalf of the community. So, I mean, you also have the whole aspect of, you know, with a police chief and a fire chief in responding in emergency situations. You know, how do you manage staff to address the situation at hand and to do so safely to protect citizens, to protect staff, and protect the community at large? And, you know, some of those decisions, if you make a wrong decision in those kinds of forms, it could be, you know, somebody get hurt or killed in those situations, particularly if you're going into a house that's on fire. So those are all pieces that we try to look at, and that's why it's so important in my mind to make sure that we hire the right person that has all those pieces and skills in place. And it's a lot to ask for from those individuals. I mean, fire chief or police chief, I mean, there's so much to it. Asking for those kinds of credentials and that kind of experience can become a very long list.
It seems to me that it might be easier to do this in a big city, in the sense that in a small town, some of the applicants for any of those positions, fire chief, police chief, assistant city manager, public works director, there could be local candidates. There has been local candidates. And so in those situations, you might have somebody that's known and trusted and beloved by the community anyway, but they might not be the best fit. And for example, a fine young officer, police officer here has told all the listening audience that someday he would like to be Knoxville's police chief, but it might not be the best fit. And so you have to balance that with those local interests. You try to strike that balance between the need and the commitment to the community by people that want to work and still live in this community and would like mm-hmm. that position.
I think one of the aspects that is part of my job to be successful, and I think what we're talking about here now is what in the city administration world is called as succession planning. We want to develop employees from entry level all the way up through the ranks to be able to go from rank to rank to rank and eventually make it all the way to the top. So the goal is to train employees as soon as they come in to take that next step in the level of the organization. And that's called succession planning, grooming internally internal candidates to be ready to take those positions when those come open. And I think we owe it to our employees to do that. Ultimately, when I have a position like this come open, my job is to hire the best qualified candidate for the position. And I would love it if I had several internal candidates that were qualified to be considered for the position. And I think the city needs to do a better job of making sure that our own employees are qualified for that next step in their career. And those are processes that I would like to look at and change within our internal structure to make sure that our own local employees are qualified to be considered for those kinds of positions. So we've got a lot of work ahead of us to do that. And that'll be one of my first goals and directions to any of my department heads coming in, that you need to make sure that we have a training structure in place that employees can come from the entry level and begin to work their way up. We need to send them to conferences. We need to get them certifications and all those kinds of things that are necessary to take them to the next level. Because I want employees, I would love to have all of my employees interested in going to that next level and actively seeking to improve and better themselves and better their skills to be ready for that next position. Because that makes the organization overall as a whole all the stronger and all the better. I would love to have 4 or 5 police officers or 4 or 5 members of the police department that are all qualified and ready to be the next chief. But we need to put our processes in place to help develop and cultivate that.
Thanks to Harold Stewart for contributing to the program. For KNIA, KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.